Okay, today is Daf Lamed Gimel of Masechta Erevin. We're on Lamed Beis Amid Beis, where about 9 lines from the bottom, where it says Omar Rava. Okay, Daf is not easy today. Here we go. We'll do our best. Omar Rava. Rava said, Lo Shanu. Right. We had a Mishnah that said, let's go back to the Mishnah. Nasnu be'ilon. If you put an Erev on a tree, Lamaila me'asara tvachim, ein Eruv or Eruv. If it's above 10 tvachim, it's not a good Eruv. If it's Lamaila me'asara tvachim, it is a good Eruv. Right? And we asked in the Gemara, what's the difference? What's going on here? So we said, really, because of Ben Hashmashos, it's not Aser. Really, not allowed to use a tree. But if it's during Ben Hashmashos, they hold that since Ben Hashmashos is only a Safek. So if it's for a mitzvah, it's a Durabana, for a mitzvah, you're allowed to. So therefore, since it's accessible during Ben Hashmashos, it's considered accessible. Even though on Yontif, on Shabbos, you cannot access a tree, it doesn't make a difference. That's what we said yesterday, right? The Rava comes along and says like this, Lo Shon, that's only true, Ela Be'ilon Ha'omed Chutz Li'ibur Shalir. That's only true if a tree's outside the city. If a tree's outside, Ibur Shalir means like there's like an extra area that's given to a city. Well, like Ibur means like when they're pregnant. Right? A woman, when she's pregnant, her belly is bigger than the rest of her body. So too, this means a little extra area. It means outside the city. That's only true if the tree's outside the city. And you're relying on that tree, so then the Mishnah's all right. Above 10 tzvachim, you cannot use it. Within 10 tzvachim, you can. However, Aval ilan ha'omed b'tzoch Ibur shalir, but if the tree's inside the city, even if it's above 10 tvachim, it's still an Erev. How so? It's in a different Rishos than you. The answer is, this is a halachic fiction, kimasa, demasa, because the city is kiman demalia damia, is viewed as if it's full. Says Rashi, demasa, that means bitoch, because, shehi mukefes yishuv mechitos, since the city is surrounded by mechitzos, right? It's inhabited and surrounded by mechitzos. The ain't a magula, it's not exposed, right? It's a city surrounded by a wall. Chazina la kaman demalia afra. We pretend that the whole city is full of earth. V'have kaman diniskaven lishpos l'mayla me'asara. And it's as if you intended to reside above 10 tvachim. You hear that legal halachic fiction? If you want to get the Erev, lo mati shakal, you can't. Why? Because the Ilan is in Rosh Hashayachid, v'tachta Rosh Hasharabim, and underneath is the Rosh Hasharabim, says Rashi, I know this is all fiction. Really, you can't get the Erev. Why? Because the Erev is in a Rosh Hashayachid, and you're in a Rosh Hasharabim. You can't get it. There's no way to get it. Chazinan lemakom shvitzaso. We pretend that the place where you're going to rest, meaning at the bottom of the tree, ki'ilu hu gavoa, as if it's higher up than what it really is, l'meheve ki'ilu niskavein lishbos l'mayla, it's as if you're going to rest above, v'yikna lo ha'erev, you can get the Erev. What kind of thing is this? I don't know. This is not even the hard part of the doctor. This is easy. I don't understand it, but it's a legal, it's a halachic fiction, it's a legal fiction. We're going to view the city since it's surrounded and it's inhabited. We're going to view it as if it's all full of earth. If that's the case, then where are you really? Well, you're really on the ground. Where are you halachically? Halachically, you're up on top of the tree. Why? Because the whole city is filled up with earth. So you're in the same rishus as the tree, as the Erev, no issue. That's only true if it's in the city. If it's outside the city, we can't say such a thing, says Rava. Right? You hear? Make sense? Ihachi, if that's true, says the Gemara, then 1 minute. Chutzli bur shalir nami. Then even if it's outside the city, say the same story. Why? Same issue. Not the same exact issue, but I have another legal halachic fiction to get me to the Eruv. Why? Kivid amar Rava. Rava had a different din. The din was hanosein eruvo. When someone places down an Eruv, yeshlo arba amos. The Eruv itself gets 4 amos. 4 amos is bigger than, no, it's not. 4 amos, in other words, if you put the Erev on top of 10 tvachim, four amos will get you to be within the same reshus as the Erev. An Erev is given four amos. Why? Again, it's a halachic fiction. Every Erev has an area of four amos. Like a person has four amos. Erev has four amos. So if you give, then that, I don't care where you are. You could be in the middle of the desert. If you give the Erev four amos, havilei reshus hayachid, right? Hanosin eruvo yosho arba amos, havilei reshus hayachid, for reshus hayachid, ola ad l'rikia. The reshus hayachid goes up to the sky. In other words, right? In other words, look at Rashi. It's the second to last Rashi over here. Reshus hayachid ola ad l'rikia. Vafilu naso l'mayla me'asara, even if you put the air above 10 tefachim, in a tree. Who? The Eruvo, the Rishos HaYachid. You and the Eruv are both considered in the Rishos HaYachid. Now, Vinihi, the Lo Rishos HaYachid Mamish Ninu. Of course, you're not really in a Rishos HaYachid. Lagabe Isura da Araisa, Lemishkale, Me'ilon, Lahasam, Tahalaka Machita. Really, says Rashi, don't think for one second you're going to get that Eruv. Because you know what? Between me, you, and the four walls, you're in a Rishos HaYachid, and the Erev is in a, you're in a Rishos HaRabim, and the Erev is in a Rishos HaYachid. I know that. Again, it's a halachic fiction. Mihu le'inyin mihavi hu ve'eruva b'malko me'achad. To say that you and the Erev are in one Rishos, havi chad Rishos. That will say. That much will say. If that dumya denosin bi'ibur shal'ir. Just like we make up a story that if you're in a city, we pretend the city's filled up. The chazile rava kiman demalia. Rava said it's like as if it's filled up. So if you're in an Erev, if you're not in the city now, the Erev gets four amos, you also get four amos. Every person has, you, the Erev gets four amos, you're in the same reshus as the Erev. Halachically, really that's not true at all. But halachically we'll say it's a fiction like that. We could view it as, and therefore the Erev, therefore it should be a valid Erev. So why does Rabbi say only in the city, even outside the city? Different, it's a different halachic fiction. But it's a halachic fiction, so far so good?
No, because yet you cannot get the Erev.
So Rashi said it twice.
Right.
I know you can't get it.
Physically you can't.
Can. So but halachically you can. So that's enough for an Eruv. That's enough.
No, halachically you cannot. What do you mean physically you can, but halachically you can?
That's what we're saying. We're saying we're viewing the city as if it's filled up. Is the city filled up?
Yeah, no.
No, of course not. There's a park, there's houses, there's kids running around.
What is halachic reality?
Question? It's halachic reality. Halachic reality we're going to pretend. So therefore it's considered as if it's accessible. Lamaisa, you're not accessible. Rashi said it twice. Don't think you can go do this. You can't take it. Why? Because Lamaisa, it's not in the same reshus as you. But the air of purpose, the whole thing's a drabbanon, right? The air of purpose is the whole thing's a kula. We're going to view it as this and then give you some kulas. That's what the Gemara says, or Rava says. Rava said about a city, and the Gemara says, even outside the city. So, Amar of Yitzchak Breid Rav Masharshia, the reason why this four amos kula can't work is because hacha, they're talking about a case, the ilan hanote chutz la'arba amos askinon, the tree itself is so wide that the branches extend way over four amos, one of these huge extended trees, v'niskavein lishbos bi'ikaro, and you want to make your eruv at the bottom of the tree. I want to be over here in the bottom of the tree. Where's the eruv? It's 10 amos away, in the branches over there, right?
But it's already part of the same, here is different.
Why?
Because that when you're under the tree, you're actually in the Rishus HaYachid.
Huh?
You're not in the Rishus HaRabim anymore, so now you can access it.
You can't access it. So look at Rashi, look at the top Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but it'll explain it better than I ever could. Hilkach, therefore, Lamata Meyud, if it's within 10 Tvachim, listen to this. Where is the eruv? The eruv is in a tree, right? But it's far away, right? It's like we're saying it's a huge branch. If you're here by the trunk, and the branches extend way out over there, so hilkach lamata meyud. If it's less than 10 tefachim, eruvo eruv. It's a good eruv. Why? Listen to this. Dematzi nafak lechutz ledalat amosav. Because you can take it outside its own dalat amos, kama deboi as much as you want, ulumishkale vasuye pachos midalat amos ad l'toch dalat amosav. You can walk with the eruv less than four amos at a time. You walk a little bit, you stop. You walk a little bit, you stop. You walk a little bit, you stop. till you get the Erev to where you are. So, there's no Daraisa issue with that.
No, but that's not. Why is it necessary? If you're under the tree, it's all one reshus. The reshus ayachid.
No. But the Erev in the tree.
In the tree, so but everything the tree and you know it's one reshus.
Right. I don't understand your question.
The tree is one solid piece. So even though you're at the base, and the branches are further away, because it's all connected, we are the one.
So the Gemara is going to ask a similar question to that in a minute. The Gemara is going to ask something very similar to that. Let's just finish the Rashi. So here what he's saying, if it's within 10 tefachim, you can get the Eruv toward you. You can get the Eruv toward you. How are you going to do that? You're going to walk with it less than 4 hours at a time. You're never going to be over the right of carry. How are you getting the Eruv off the tree? I don't know exactly how you're doing that. Even though we're saying it's a yachid gemurahi, it's not really a Rosh Hashayachid. So yachal lahavi michutz alahen l'tochan. The halav mechitza ikka, v'lo chilek rishus ikka. It's not really a rishus yachin, because it's no mechitza. It's not a separate rishus. Similar to what you're saying. Uman kamashvi lei mat lahu bayis, and you want to say that this is my house. This is where I'm living for Shabbos. Erhu demashvi lei v'chi ichman labayis deiteira ichman v'lo lashavi bayis liisura. I only made a house here to make it better for me, not to make it worse for me. L'mayla miyud, but if it's above 10 tefachim, ein eruv or eruv. It's not an eruv. Why? T'haki nafik v'shakle maisi m'rishus yachid l'rishus rabim. Because then I'm carrying it from rishus yachid to rishus rabim. Okay. What exactly did we just say? What's the case? Again, let's go back. The case is, the answer was, no. There's a very big tree here. You're under the trunk, and the branches are over there, far away. Right? So what's the story now? I need help. What's the story? If the Eruv is... Now what's the story? If the Eruv is below 10 Tvachim, right? Then you can access the Eruv and you can bring it to your trunk. To the trunk. And if it's above 10 tefachim, you can't. Right? Is that what we answer?
Yeah.
Is that what the article says? Yeah?
Yeah.
Even though an Eruv gets four amos, even though an Eruv gets four amos, it's more than four amos away from you. Right? Correct? Right? Am I saying this right? Because now the Gemara asks, if that's all, but this is quite difficult. Am I saying this right?
Sounds good.
So then the Gemara asks the following question. Then my lamata. The Mishnah said, if you put an Erev above 10, it's no good. If you put it within 10, it is good. Now what does that mean above and below? That's not the factor anymore. Although it really is a little bit. Still relevant. Right? It says the Gemara, what's above and below? Right? Correct. The only issue is now 4 amos away. So it wasn't even above and below. That's irrelevant. Right? So the Gemara answers, the hadar zakif. That it like the branches bend. Right? Rashi says, the hadar zakif. It's right before the lines get wide. Besov nitiyaso. At the end of the leaning, meaning they bend, umishkachas be maila umata, and the branches go up and down bizikifaso in their bending. Kigon dinatiyaso ku lamata miyud di lamaila miyud lo mishkachas bizikifaso lamaila lamata. Somehow the branches are like you know bending up and down, right? Now the next question, v'i boi maisi lechalav. So why can't I think this question is, why can't Rashi says, What this question means is as follows. Ki havichutz l'dal ramos, outside four ramos, nami ulamay l'miyud, but it's above 10 tvachim, given the dal ramos of olos ad l'rekia, reshus ha-yachid, right? We say that above 10 tvachim is a reshus that goes to the sky. Hariyachol l'alos l'ilam ad l'may l'metza v'litlo. So why can't you go above 10 tvachim and take it? Why can't you do that? Do kol ilam me'asara ulamayla reshus ha-yachid. U'mevi'en l'makam shivisasa. Why can't you get the? Why can't you access it? Why can't you access it? That's the Gemara's question. Does that question make sense?
Yeah, question makes sense. But the note tells that because he's asking if you can climb the tree and shop. Problem climbing the tree and shop.
That's a good problem.
One second. So according to the note over here, the Rebbe says climbing during the Banish Merchants is fine.
Correct.
So he solves the problem.
Correct.
So it's a Banish Merchants.
So why can't you just go get it? If what? If it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right? So the Gemara answers, Kishirabim Mekatfin Alav. Because people use this tree to rest their packages. And we learned this back in Shabbos. Ukid Ula, the Amar Ula, Omeid Tisha, this is a 9 tefach post. It's a kind of, I don't know, some pillar, something, in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Virabim Mekatfin Alav. And people use it to adjust their loads. V'zarak v'nachal gabav chayiv. You're chayiv. Why? Because it has the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Therefore, so to here, this tree will have the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So even though you're in, I don't know where exactly you are, you're in the ground, they were saying that where you are is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you can't get it. Okay.
So what are they saying now?
Hmm?
Yeah, so the tree... So the Rosh
Yeah. Because people use it as a Rosh Hashanah, that's Uchirish M'ula. Okay? Now, we said before, there's an issue whether or not you can access the tree on Bein HaShemashos. Right? That was a Machlokas. My Rebbe, my Rabbanon, what's that about? The Tanya. Nasno be'ilon, if you put the thing in a tree, l'may l'me'asara, above 10 tvachim, l'may l'me'asara tvachim, ain't eruv erev. L'mata be'asara tvachim, eruv erev, and v'asar litlo. You can't even touch it. You can't even touch it. Says Rashi, v'asar litlo, afilu hay de l'mata me'asara, asar litlo. Even if it's below 10, you can't touch it. Why? L'achar litlo l'machar b'shavis, imratz l'ochlo. Mishum, the Mishtamish Be'ilan, because he can't use a tree. Vafilu hachi kani la'erev bein hashmashos. Nevertheless, you acquire it at bein hashmashos. Why? The kivun the shimush ilan shavas derabanan who? Tis only derabanan climbing a tree. Lo gazer olav bein hashmashos. Didn't make a zero bein hashmashos. Vihave ba'al mishkale ha'yishaita matzi shakel. If you wanted to, you can access it on bein hashmashos. If you wanted to. Therefore, it's accessible on Shabbos itself, right? Then, on Dav Lama Gimel of Masechta Zeirvin, Rashi says the following line. Kol Isser Shabbos V'yadav Da'avim Rabbanon, Kari Shavuos. Any Isser of Shabbos and Yadav is only the Rabbanon, it's called a Shavuos.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. On Dav Lama Gimel of Zeirvin, Rashi says that, yeah?
So, if you had something sitting on top of a tree,
yeah,
like you have whatever, you can just pick it up. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos?
No, you're not allowed to.
No.
Let's say the kids are playing ball and the ball falls on a tree. You can't get the ball.
You can't put a jacket on a tree.
You can't put a jacket on a tree. You can't rest the jacket on a tree. Now, come on, let's ask that question right now. Besol shlosha, but if it's within three tvachim of the ground, mutul taza, you're allowed to. Nasna bikul kala, what if you put the Aaron basket, vitala'o be'ilon, and you hung the basket on the tree? Now what? A feel a mile mesar tvachem eruvo eruv. Even if it's above 10 tvachem, it's good. Divrei Rebbe. V'chacham omrim, kol makom sha'atz litlo. If you can't access it, ein eruvo eruv. Okay? Now, v'chacham mahaya. What exactly is the chacham talking about? Ile ma aseifa. They talk about the seifa part, the part with the basket. Lema kasavar abonon sedadin asurin? Do they hold that you can't access the basket? Now, we have a halacha. You're not allowed to touch a tree on Shabbos. What if there's a basket on the tree and there's a sefer in the basket? Can you take the sefer? So we hold you could do that. If the Rabbanan said you can't do that, even on a tzedadah, it means it's not touching the tree itself.
That
everyone holds his mutter. Everyone holds his mutter.
The basket is considered tzedadah.
Correct. Correct. So no one holds. That's why you're allowed to. That's why it's impossible. It's impossible that the Chacham would offer that. So you can get the safer. So if the kids are playing ball and it lands in a tree, they can't really get it. If it lands in a basket in the tree, no problem. Take the ball out. Doesn't matter what the item is. It's a basket, a ball, food, a safer, it makes no difference. A jacket. Now that can't be the arguing about that. Ella, rather, a resha. It must be they're arguing on the resha. Right? What resha? Look at Rashi. Ella, a resha. It's toward the bottom. Kaimi Rabbanon. The Rabbanon are talking about the resha. Come, our Rebbe. Rebbe said, Nas no be'ilon lamatame asara, eruvi eruv, asa litlo. It's a good eruv, but you can't get it. Why is it a good Erev? Because Ben Hashmashas, you were able to get it. So therefore, it's good now, even though now you can't get it. V'amilei Rabbanon, the Rabbanon come along and say, no, afadav tehuv Eruv v'rishos harabim, even if you're in the same area as the Erev. Why? Because you're below 10, and it's below 10. Kivan de'asa litlo b'shabes mishum ilon, asa litlo Ben Hashmashas, you can't get it Ben Hashmashas either. Why? Do suffik, v'ein Eruv v'Erev, it's not a good Erev. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about this point. What's the status of Ben Hashmashos? Rebbe said it's okay. It's a Drabanon. It's for a mitzvah. It's okay. Drabanon said, no, it's not okay. Therefore, it's not a good Erev. You never had a chance to get it. Why? Because it's in a tree. Now, Ha'ilon Hechidami. Well, what kind of tree is this exactly? Idelespe Arba. If the tree is so small, it doesn't even have a 4 tefachim circumference or height, whatever. Makom p'turhu. That's a makom p'tur. And the din of a makom p'tur is, it's not an issue. You're allowed to, even if manazeh, you're allowed to put something in Rosh Hashanah onto a makom p'tur. It's a fire hydrant of makom p'tur, oli shaylo. Id isbu arba, if it does have 4 tefachim, if it's bigger than that, ki nasna b'kilkala, may have it. When you put it in the basket, right? What does that help? How does that help you? He said in a basket it's okay. How does that help you? Doesn't help. It's still a problem. Whatever carrying issue you're going to have in a tree, you'll have in the basket. Or does the basket make it better? Yeah, it makes it better for Hilchus tree. It's not a Elon. It's a basket. How does it help you with Hilchus Shabbat? Hilchus carrying. Does it help? So the Gemara answers, Am Ravina, Reisha d'ispe arba, Reisha, we're talking about four tvachim, four amos.
On the basket?
What?
The basket or the tree?
The tree. Therefore, it's in a separate reshus than you. Now, Seifa, the Seifa in the case of the basket, was the less be arba, it wasn't four tvachim. So if it wasn't four tvachim, it should be okay. However, right, if it wasn't for tefachim, it's a makom p'tur, it should be okay. V'kilkala mashlimo la'arba. With the basket, now you have the four tefachim. You hear that?
Yeah.
It was a little bit under four, plus with the basket, now you have the space that now turns it into a karmelis maybe, or a shusayachit. Now you have a problem. Before you didn't have a problem. With the basket, it became a problem. Right? Look at the last Rashi on the page. That's why it's not a Rishus Yachid. The Kilkala Dinokat Mishum Derebi, this basket that we're talking about, Savar Lakr of Yehuda. First of all, he holds like Rav Yehuda, the Arma who's going to say, Erev Hamunach Lamaila Meyud, Lo Havi Erev, Vafilu Niskaven, Lishbos Lamaila, Ela Imkein Munach Agabe Makom Arba. First of all, he's in a holok of Yehuda that requires four. You need a makom chashuv, right? Second of all, hilchach ilas kolkala leke eruv. If not for the basket, you wouldn't have anything. Al gabi makom arba el kolkala mashlimo arba, and the basket makes it four. So, in order to make this work, we're going to have two different sheets out of left field. Number one, Rebbe savolak Rav Meir, but savolak Rav Yehuda. Savolak Rav Meir da amar chokakin lahashlim. Rav Meir had this very unique shita that we had the cases like by an arched doorway, and the arch doesn't have the shear for a mezuzah. So what does the mayor say? Well, you pretend as if the arch is not really an arch, and make it into a rectangle, right? Flatten it out, and if it has the requisite shear for a doorway, you chayav a mezuzah, if not, not. So we're doing the same thing with the basket. We're pretending the basket's going to become part of the tree to give you the shear. Same story. And that what? The chokokin lahashlim, you carve it out. And savalak rav Yehuda, the amar be'in an erev al gabi makom arba v'leka. You also require an erev on a makom chashel, like Rashi said in Amar Aleph, It doesn't have it. Why? The basket doesn't have that shear. My Rav Yehuda. Now what's this sheet of Rav Yehuda? Titania. Rav Yehuda Omer. Not Korah b'Rishus Rabim. You take a stick. You bang it into the ground in Rishus Rabim. V'hiniach eruvo oleha. Gavoa yod b'rachava dalin. Eruvo eruv. If it has 4 and 10, it's a good eruv. Right? 1 minute. Yeah, it's V'hiniach eruv oleha. Gavoa yod b'rachava dalin. Eruv eruv. V'yamlav ein eruv eruv. And if not, it's not a good eruv. Right?
4 and 10 is a Rishus HaYachid.
Correct. That's exactly what he's saying.
So why is this a good Eruv?
What?
He gets a different Rishus.
Right, because yeah, like we said yesterday.
Oh yeah, it's gonna send the next line.
What?
Yeah, you can change.
Right. Adrabah, huve eruv makom echad. What's wrong with that? Adrabah.
No,
the question is... Right. Why is it, Rashi says, why is it that if it's not 10 tefachim high, it's not a good eruv? What's wrong with that? Adrabah, huve eruv makom echad. What's wrong with that? It's only 8 tefachim high. That's for sure the best thing.
Because then they're in the same rishus.
Exactly. Elahachi kamar. Here's what we meant. Sarah, if it's 10 tefachim high, Sarah she hey Barosha Arba. It has to be at least 4 tefachim wide. That's what we meant to say. But the up ain't gavo asara. If it's not 10 tefachim high, ain't Sarah she hey Barosha Arba. Then you don't have to have 4. Come on, who's that like? Okay, we'll stop for a second. Look at the Rashi Ella. We're going to finish in another 2 minutes. Ella. Hi, v'im lav diktani. When it says v'im lav, and if not, lav agavoa koi. It wasn't talking about the height. Ella barochav koi. It was talking about the width. V'hachi ka'amar. Gavoa yod. If it's 10 tefachim high, v'inicha barosho, and he put it on top. Im yesh baroch v'dalid, t'havim makam choshev, l'hanachas eruv, eruvu eruv. If it's 4 tefachim wide, that's good. U'mishum dehu b'rashus harabim, ve'ruva b'rashus ha'yachid martel. The fact that it's in a rashus harabim, and it's in a rashus ha'yachid now, and you're in a rashus harabim, lo mitzar. That's not a big deal. Kida amar, da no sense of ruvo, yesh lo dalet amos. Because we said already, you get 4 amos. V'im lav de gavo ayud, and if it's not 10 tefachim high, v'ein erochav adalet, ein eruvo eruv. It's not a good eruv. Why not? Because I'm a makam chashev. The kiva de gavo asara, since 10 tefachim high, the ain't air of munach agav yomakom dalid, have a like munach ba'avir, it's as if it's in the air, right? Why Rashi say that, I don't know. Then it keeps on going. Ud b'demukish ma'inan ha ain't a go asara, I feel ain't a rach of a dalid eruv eruv. The kivan, okay, fine. So the issue wasn't the height. The issue, the kicker was the width. Has to be width of 4 tefachim. Why? That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Now,
this his whole thing is that it has to be a makom chashev where it's placed.
What? Correct. Now, kiman. Now the Gemara says kiman. What does kiman mean? So Rashi says kiman means as follows. Now. We said before that we will make this call. We will do this halachic fiction again of chokakin lahashlim, right? We're going to pretend that it's wider than it really is, right? So we said like an arched doorway. We flatten it out. So to over here, the post is not big enough. The basket makes it big enough. So come on, who said that? That's the loker Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. That can't be the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not Kana B'Rishus HaRavim. If somebody takes a post, bangs it into Rishus HaRavim, V'hiniach B'Rosho, Traskol, and he puts a basket there on top of it. Now, in the Masifta, the basket's upside down. I don't know what the arch, I didn't look at the arch go.
Doesn't say.
Doesn't make a difference. I don't think it makes a difference. The point is that the top of the the top of the pole is wider than the pole itself. The top of the pole is a nice big basket on it. The pole is a skinny little pole. Exactly. Now, the exact same thing. Zorak v'noch al gabav chayev. If I throw something from here into the basket, I'm chayev. Why am I chayev? Because I'm in a Rishus HaRabim, and that basket is considered a Rishus HaYachid. Who said that? Would we ever say that? Would Rabbi Yehuda ever say that? Right?
It's only dotted on top and not...
Correct. So Gemara says, well, afilu teim Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. You could even say that our stories of Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, hasam hadron mechitza. Hacha lo hadron mechitza. One second, what does that mean? Hasam? By the basket, hadron mechitza. Since the basket is so wide, we can pretend that the walls of the basket go all the way down to the floor and make one fat post. That's why Rabbi Yosef Huda will say it's a problem. Hacha, but over here, by the case of the tree, you can't say that. The basket's on a tree. Lo hadron mechitza. You can't make up this good achis, whatever, to get the walls go down. No such thing like that. Therefore what? Therefore, you have to come out the chalke lahashlam. Okay? And that was very hard. Very hard after me. Now, we'll just start one more minute. We said in the Mishnah, it's all started from a Mishnah. The Mishnah said if you put an erev in a tree above 10 tefachim, it's not good. Within 10 tefachim, it is good. Right? We asked a question, right? What was the question? The question was, if you put a basket there, right? So we said it's in a basket, right? I'm sorry. Then we said, if you put the Erev in a basket and you hang it on a tree, then we said, even if it's above 10 tefachim, it's a good Erev. Right? Why? Because like Rebbe said, during Menas Rosh, you can get it. Right? And then we asked a question. It's not in the same Rishus as you. And Ravina gave an answer. But what was Ravina's answer? Ravina's answer was this whole thing of Chokin Lahashlam. Right? That was Ravina's answer. Right? Again, remember the right? We just said that. Rav Yirmiyah has a different answer. Shaina Kalkala, a basket is different. Why? Hawel v'yachol l'ntosa v'hevi'o l'chosoch hasara. Because you can pull the basket and get it within 10 tefachim of you. And of course, Mishnah say Rabbi Kiva holds that if you have something in Rishus Yachin dragging over into Rishus HaRabim, it's in both Rishuses, like a big fat basket, you can pull it. That's the answer. Okay? Hol v'yachol l'ntosa l'levia l'soch asara. Therefore, it's not considered in a different Rishus than you. Okay, I'm stopping here because it's 10 tefachim high, but you can pull it. The basket's hanging. It's not resting. It's resting on a basket. You can pull the basket down to 9.5 tefachim, and then you can access it. Now, I'm stopping here because I'm sure they'll go back to Rabbi Yirmiyah because there's nowhere to stop now. It goes on and on and on, and tomorrow's Amud Aleph is not so long. So we'll stop here. All I can say about today's daf is that a review would probably be a very good idea. Very difficult. The whole daf is quite difficult. It's a hard daf today. We'll stop here. And everyone have a good Chodesh, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
Yeah.